about greatness and how to find it in yourself. As creators, we all have made this masterpiece, wrote an amazing article, painted a beautiful painting, composed a touching song, etc., which seems so great as we looked at it for the first time. We might have felt this was the most beautiful, eye-catching, breathtaking, clever piece we've ever made. We tapped ourselves on the shoulder, and maybe we even thought we'll never be able to create something better. Time passed, and we looked at it again, and suddenly, it seemed like the last great piece ever. We now couldn't see beyond all its inaccuracies and mistakes. It lost all its greatness in our eyes. The magic was gone. We compared it to more recent work we've just created, and we saw how our way of looking at that piece have changed. So what happened? What is it that looked so amazing to us then, and why is it not amazing anymore? Or isn't it? For example, does it continue to amaze others who are now exposed to that specific creation for the first time? And if it does, is there something we could learn from this fact? I have a drawer at home where I keep my compassion stones. The term was suggested by my friend and self-taught daughter, Viba Jivan, when I showed the stones on one of the live Q&A sessions with my students on our Facebook group. These stones I have painted a few years ago when I just started to dot paint mandalas. I remember how proud I felt looking at them. I thought, I'm really good at this. These are great. How exciting. I should keep doing this. And although at the time I wasn't selling any of my stones, I didn't yet have my Etsy shop and I clearly wasn't even thinking of teaching others how to dot. I was really driven by the outcome of my work and by what friends who came by and saw it said about it. And that kept me going. Looking at these stones now, and I consciously choose to open the drawer once in a while, take them out, hold them in my hand, and carefully look at them, I have that little voice in my head saying, 1. Stop judging yourself for the past. Your past ideas, wrong or right, served you. Your past creations, beautiful or not in your eyes today, were the indication for you to continue and encouraged you to keep on. Enjoying and being happy at your results in the past created your present. The feeling of momental greatness made you go on. Today, your old creations might seem poor, but they are the rich reason you are so much advanced, comparing the now you to the past you, creation-wise. 2. You have grown so much since you've painted them. You can always get better. You can always progress. You can become more. You are constantly growing. You don't have limits, not even when you think you're at the top and there's no more growing from there. You are ready to see the future you who will look back with compassion and love at the person, artist, creator you are today. Oh, and I can't wait. 3. Greatness is a temporary and a personal thing. What we think, see, or refer as a great dot or a great whatever might not seem great to others, and vice versa. What seems great now might not seem great in time perspective. Whenever you are exposed to a new idea, a new challenge, something you consider great, you are ready to complete and master it. In your mind, it is the great dot to achieve, the great spot to be in, at the great point to make. If I'm able to do this, everything will be just great, you tell yourself. You do what it takes to learn it, read, investigate, practice, practice more. Once you've mastered that challenge, you might feel at the top for a while until you see a new challenge that would make you aspire. Look at it as a loop. I enjoy every experience, every tryout, every error on the way to achieve personal growth. While I'm on my way, I hold the vision of past great moments, reminding myself I am perfect at this very moment. And I bear in my mind that the result, no matter what it will be perfect. I know in advance that whatever I will feel, it will always be a temporary feeling, but it will also remain as a great memory, and it will become a new stepping stone from where I can continue my life's journey. So yes, what you consider great is indeed great for you now at this point of time, in this particular spot of the universe. In 2 minutes, 2 months, 2 years, or 2 decades, it might seem not so great anymore, or even terrible, but the fact that in one fraction of a time you thought it was great, even perfect, means that it was. And it still is. And if this feeling of greatness made you feel good with yourself, driven you to explore more of whatever, and brought you to action, learning, growing, and progressing, developing, it was worth it. Remember, you were great then, and you continue to be great while progressing towards a new greatness each and every moment of your life.